I thought a lot about how to express my belief, and finally I found that nothing explains it better than the words of Alexander Graham Bell, who said, "When one door closes, another opens." But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us. To explain how this simple statement turned out to be the single most important guiding principle of my life, I have to tell you a story about a 12-year-old Haman who was working his butt off to prepare for the annual comprehensive nationwide entrance examination for NODET schools. NODET, or National Organization for Development of Exceptional Talents, is an organization in Iran that provides an exceptional educational opportunity for Iranian middle school and high school students by offering them a way out of Iran's not-so-great education system. These schools, which are partially funded by the government, plan out every single step of their students' educational path, from the moment they set foot in the building as a 7th grader until the moment they leave as a 12th grader. And believe me when I say they're leaving to go to top universities in the country. Who wouldn't want to get in, right? Well, it's not that easy. The entrance exam is extremely competitive, and most kids in elementary schools have to start preparing for it beginning in 3rd grade. Fortunately, my efforts paid off, and I was accepted to the best NODET school in the country. The day I got my acceptance letter is still to this day one of the best days in my entire life. But wait, not so fast. Just 3 months after I started going to NODET middle school, all my childish dreams about the future that was already so perfectly planned for me just vanished when I heard the words, "We're going to America," from my father. Why so out of the blue, you might ask? Well, that's usually how lotteries work. You don't expect to win until you do. Yes, the Diversity Visa Lottery is a United States government lottery program for receiving a United States permanent resident card, and my parents had signed up for it without telling me or my sister. I was extremely upset. I felt like someone had knocked over my sandcastle. My friends, my relatives, my school, my efforts, my future. All of that was gone, in one moment, just gone. It could not get any worse. Then what changed, you might ask? How were you able to deal with immigrating to America? If I were to give you a simple answer, it would be that I grew up. I grew up and was able to leave behind the childish, short-sighted 12-year-old mind and face the reality of the world. Most of my peers in my home country would do anything to be in my situation and be able to pursue the American dream. Now that I look back, I do feel a little sad about how ungrateful I was when confronting this situation. I was ignoring the amazing and limitless opportunities that had suddenly become available to me. After living in the US for 3 years, all I can do to make myself feel better about how I felt back then is to thank my parents. I thank them for sacrificing their careers in Iran to move here, so that my sister and I can have a better future. This is something that I was unable to appreciate 4 years ago, but I'm finally able to see the door that has been opened for me, and I'm not going to let it close. I think Walter in Raisin in the Sun also came to the same conclusion. At first, he had his eyes fixed on the insurance money and thought that was the only means of happiness and satisfaction. But by the end of the story, he realizes that other opportunities exist. And he decided to let go of the money and instead chose to stand up for his family. I believe the recognition of the idea that even though America still has a long way to go when it comes to providing equal opportunity for everyone, new opportunities appear every single day in this country. And people should be quick to take advantage of them instead of focusing on what opportunities they missed the day before.